The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Over the river and through the woods, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels and Diana Hong. And now, fully in holiday mode, here's Nate.
Fully engorged, fully in holiday mode. But what?
Engorged
holiday. I don't know if that's appropriate.
Probably not, but it's my show, so.
Sorry, what Santa got when he was kissing mommy under the tree or whatever bullshit that song's about. I don't know. I'm just saying all holiday Christmas songs, there's some type of sex. That baby, it's cold outside, is really rapey.
It's totally rapey.
Right?
It's totally rapey.
Well, that's how you used to get them to stay. Back in the day.
You drug them. This is like, that's probably what Bill calls me. What? All this shit. No.
Let's be honest. The girl just likes to play hard to get.
No, she said all Christmas songs are
no,
sex.
I said there's some. Did I say all? Probably. I probably said all. I meant most.
But I'm like, what kind of Christmas songs are you listening to?
They're all like some type of, I mean, a sexual is like kind of an extreme version of just like supposed.
Mama, I saw mommy kissing
that's
Santa
exactly.
Claus. There's the
so mama's cheating on daddy. That's not messages.
But no, hold on. There's a secret verse. That's actually the dad was dressed up like Santa.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But the kid didn't know that.
No.
So you're fucking up the kids.
Totally.
Whole perception. I'm just saying some Christmas songs are fucked up out there.
She had a fucked up Christmas childhood. She's trying to make it out.
My parents
were molested on Christmas Eve.
No, they told me that.
Jesus
that's what
Christ,
the fuck.
Start off.
Hell, I took it there. No, my parents told me when I was 5 years old that Christmas or Santa Claus is not a thing.
That's why she's mad.
Oh, yeah. Man, that is fucked up, though.
Yeah, you're supposed to wait till they're, like, eight.
She destroyed your parents.
Well, we were poor, and they're like, bitch, please. There's not someone that's going to give you shit.
Bitch, we was poor, too, and my parents didn't
Did you live in a house or an apartment?
I lived in a house, but...
Yeah, we lived in an apartment, so when I asked them...
We didn't have fucking apartments where I'm from.
Okay, so this is what happened. Can I tell you what happened?
No central heat and
this is
air.
What happened. So I was like, there's no chimney. How? Because all the kids at school were talking about how Santa comes down the chimney.
Right.
And so I was like, all right, well, we don't have a chimney and we live in an apartment. Like, how does Santa get to our house? And they're like, Santa's not fucking real. You don't get presents.
Most parents
what
say
is
he's
shit?
Magical.
Exactly.
Oh, my aunt, you know what my aunt did? She went, because I told my cousin, like, my aunt that doesn't like the whole Santa Claus thing, right? This is how I know. I told my cousin that Santa didn't exist. Fucking went out and hired somebody to be Santa on Christmas Eve to get caught in
wrong.
The chair.
Yeah.
Just to show, like, they, like, got caught, like, in a chair that broke it, and, like, that was, like, and, like, she came, and that's what parent, and they were poor. They lived in San Lorenzo. If you know where San Lorenzo is, like, on the outskirts of San Lorenzo.
Yeah, I think
so.
I
it's, I mean, like, it wasn't like they got.
I was just saying the poor thing because my parents really did not give a fuck.
They didn't give a
shit.
Fuck.
Yeah. You should have went with my parents. Didn't give a fuck.
But also, cause... like that was their way out. Like that was they saw the apartment thing and no chimney. And they're like, this is how we're gonna break it to her. That means we're just being honest. We're not being fucking dicks. But in reality, they're just being dicks. But that was their way out, being like, we don't got a fucking chimney.
I'm sorry. I'll give you a hug when we're done with the show. You need a
hug.
Do you
want to give her a group hug?
You asked if I was molested on Christmas Eve. The fuck you touching me for?
There's some people.
I'm sure it happens. That's just that's sorry if that happened to you.
That's like the story out of my favorite Christmas movie,
the
Gremlins.
Yeah,
I got the clap.
That's what happened on Christmas.
That'll ruin your Christmas too. All right, coming
and
up on
New Year's.
Coming up on the show today, a slut gets a douche fired. I'll explain. Plus, Sarah Palin's back in the news.
Why?
Oh, well, there have been hooker rumors.
Ooh.
That's right. It's now Kareem's paying attention. Plus, some Hateful Eight marketing. That's another movie to look forward to. I saw on the plane coming back from, Chicago, because the plane from Vermont to Chicago didn't have TVs on it. In fact, my seat was an aisle and a window seat all in one.
What? One of those quaint rides.
It was one of them planes that has... You walk in, there's like a seat, the aisle, and two seats.
Oh,
does it rattle a lot more than the big ones and the turbulence? You're like,
yeah.
Those are fun rides.
Yeah, it's a delight. so I saw the movie Vacation, which I had heard because I saw the previews and I'm like, this looks dumb as shit.
Yeah.
Is this where they're swimming in the poo hole?
Yes, and they explain there's a, if you see the movie, there's a reason why they are that makes sense that they left out of the trailer. So you watch the trailer, like, how do they not know? Well, they were going to the hot springs. Mm-hmm. They got a shortcut. They asked a local for a shortcut, and he directed them there, and they explained the smell away. They go, oh, that's sulfur. That's healthy for you in the water. So there was something written into the movie that made it make sense. There were a lot of parts of the movie that made me laugh.
Oh, well, that's really, all that matters.
Really made me laugh, including when the GPS switched to Korean. And I swear to God, Diana, you have to see the movie just for that.
The fuck?
Are you going to fill us in, bro, or are you going to leave us hanging?
Well, imagine a GPS giving you very direct instructions, but in Korean.
I don't even know.
Can you give us an example, please?
Well, Koreans are known as the Koreans are known as an angry people.
Yeah, we are known as dramatic and angry. So when people fucking try to call me out on that shit, I'm like,
she gets dramatic and angry.
That's my people. Like, you're just being racist and like insensitive to my culture at this fucking point. That's the most Korean thing about me.
I said you need to see the movie
Christmas
just for
that. Explained
just for that was because I saw that and I immediately thought of Diana.
Why y'all are like that? Because your parents tell you at 5 years old there's no Santa Claus. Yeah.
That is terrible.
I might have been 4.
Wow, it's your first actual memory.
No, it like kind of wasn't like the top 5.
Hey, shit, that's like some Ender's Game shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's not good. Hey, here's some uplifting Christmas news. The Nate Darling Show Christmas music episode is happening again this year.
Yeah. What?
It will we're going to drop it on Christmas Eve, little bit early so that you can have the new one for your Christmas. And we're going to drop it at noon Pacific time on Christmas Eve. It'll be on the website. So 3:00 Eastern, you can do the math if you're in the UK, because we do have listeners in the UK. So we'll have that. And of course, all of the Christmas music shows that we've done, I think this is the 3rd or 4th one. Mm. I think this is the 4th one we've done. Anyway, they're still all on the website. So if you're like looking for Christmas music, the only difference is, who the other hosts of the show were, and they drop in their Christmas wishes for you as opposed to, and this year, one of the things, Jason's going to do the show with me. So it's going to be a 2-person show.
Fun.
And not just me. Cause
couple crazy elves.
Well, here's the fun thing. The last few years, it's really been me sitting alone in my apartment doing the Christmas music show.
It sounds so
like
sad.
A legitimate DJ.
But yes, exactly, because that's what radio really is.
For real.
Unless you're working in a really big market, you are in a room by yourself talking to yourself.
Yeah. And just playing songs that somebody else called the owner or program manager has selected for you to play.
Right.
And making sure you have the right space for commercials.
Yeah. Our Christmas music show is going to be Christmas songs that we all enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
And if you would like to drop us a note and say, hey, I like this song, would you please play it? You can email. It's natedarlingshow@gmail.com. And you can...
Please do some great songs. Even some horrible ones.
Yeah. Or you can just trust us with the music. It's fine either way. But we'll have more than an hour of Christmas music for you.
Don't trust Diana with the music, though.
Okay, Diana picked great songs.
Diana's trying to hijack the whole show with her great songs.
You're welcome, listeners. I tried. And when you hear that new episode on Christmas Eve, you will see why that episode should have just been my songs.
I just want to say that I think that I have the best list. I'm not going to lie.
I don't agree with you.
For the Rizzle.
There's a lot of options going on. Let me just give you a hint that might... here's one that will not be played on that.
A merry Renaissance Christmas.
Here it comes.
Not really. Get ready.
Here it comes.
Oh shit.
Is this the Barking Dogs one?
Nope. No.
Donald Duck.
Getting closer.
It's the Duck Dynasty fuck.
Yes.
Fuck, why wasn't this on the list?
Duck the Halls.
You could have put it on there.
I forgot. I was under a lot of pressure with the scare emails. Like, Kareem did his. Why can't y'all fucking get on your shit? And I'm just like, I'm scared.
So does Gay Apparel make this song sexy?
Gay Apparel.
I like to don Gay Apparel.
We know.
We know.
Okay, good.
How is this Gay Apparel? Yeah,
those pants, by the way, that's dude.
How do I get them?
I haven't seen scrunchies on the end of pants for years, and usually only on like a middle-aged woman.
Yeah, bro. I'm bringing it back.
Pretty sure my mother has the exact same pair.
Yeah, like, that's literally some like guess from 1988.
Sam, tell...
No, this was Bugle Boy 1994, bro.
Sam, can you go ahead and tell young Diana that there's no Santa Claus?
Let's go back to the year that these pants were cool.
No, dude, those are
Diana! Santa Claus bullshit!
Oh, my God.
Besides, you're a naughty girl!
Holy fuck, that was my mother. That's exactly how it happened.
It's
actually.
A kimchi!
It's a kimchi!
Oh, you did not have to tell me twice. I was all over that shit.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
Oh, poor Diana.
Explains a lot.
That song was actually featured 2 years ago on the Christmas music show. So, probably not this year, but you never know. There's going to be always new stuff. I've got my favorites. Everybody's got theirs. So those are coming up. And again, you can request yours. Just email natedarlingshow@gmail.com. That's the best way if you've got something that you'd really like to hear. So that is coming up. So anybody got big plans for this weekend? Diana, I know you've got a show.
Yeah, Friday through Sunday, I'll be at Laughs Unlimited. So come check me out. Tell jokes. I'll be funny-ish, sort of, kind of, promise. It's not really. I can't commit to certain things when they're subjective.
Okay.
I can commit to not wearing those pants, though, but I want a pair.
Holy shit. It takes quite a man to wear pants like that.
Does
like,
it?
Scrunchy pants.
Sam, any big plans for this weekend?
There's too many things going on. Like, I've got so many invitations, so many things. I haven't decided what I'm doing yet.
Sam's very popular. That's
there's the onesies bar hop in Sacramento where you have to wear pajama onesies, and there's a group that's going to meet up. It's bigger than just, you know, my group. It's like a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You go bar hopping in that, but then there's also coworkers going ice skating, and then we've got another group of friends who are going to San Francisco, and then I've got my favorite karaoke bar is having a ugly sweater party with cash prizes and a lot of beer and alcohol. And
what's your favorite karaoke bar?
It's Luke's Lounge in Dixon. I mean, I have a lot of karaoke bars I attend, but that's me and the DJ are tight. We're like buds.
No. But
actually, I did accidentally lick his tongue. Is that weird?
A little.
That means you made out with him. That's called French kissing if you licked his tongue.
Oh, okay.
It's happened.
That means there's tongue-on-tongue contact.
Well, there's that gay chicken, right? Where you know.
Wait, no, I don't get this.
No.
Let's hear it. What's up?
We're like, you'll like
that's a white
do a little nipple pluck like this, and then he'll do the next step, which grab your inner thigh.
Why the fuck did this escalate so quickly?
That is some white boy shit.
Yeah.
He started like doing this, like waving his tongue around, and I started doing it too, and he got a little too close, and the tips of the tongue touched each other. And
that sounds like making out, dude.
We both lost gay chicken that day.
Or did you both win?
Oh, gay chick, I get it. Like,
Sam,
hey! Sam, again, we will not judge you. We will love
Kareem,
you the same.
Kareem, I needed those words.
Even I just like don't understand why people like play. That's like some like closeted gay shit. Like, hey, bro, I bet I can go gayer than you. Yeah. Like,
I
mean, why would that be a competition?
I mean, like, I get why guys like.
It's just the tension. It's comical.
But I don't know, man. That's a little too much. Like, I've done about. Like, here's the thing: is like on stage, like I've done some stuff on improv, like doing improv on stage and stuff like that for the scene for the laugh, you know.
Yeah.
But I've never just played gay chicken. Just be like, hey.
Well, again,
guys,
this there's spectators watching, and it's
nah, dude.
It's like
you're worse than those fucking straight girls that are like, "Oh my god, boys, you want to buy us a drink if we make out?" some
no,
bullshit.
No,
because
I'm
like
not
that.
Trying to get nothing. I'm just having a good time.
He's trying, oh,
you're
just so trying to win.
That's the same.
Oh,
but you're trying to kiss a dude so and make
just,
it okay.
You're just so
y'all
jealous.
Y'all just bumped tum for the hell of it.
I am not jealous that you made out with a man. That is not really on a list of things that make me jealous.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Though, yeah.
right.
Wasn't a huge fan.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah,
gross.
I'm all about it.
I just don't understand the concept of gay chicken. That is the most ridiculous thing.
I mean, like,
that
I
is
get,
the gay. That's the gayest shit I've ever heard.
I mean, like, that's like sack tapping. Like, there's understandable because you're like trying to hear.
No, no, why? What?
See, no, that's just mean. That's again, just mean.
That is some white boy.
Okay,
shit.
Okay, no, this is why.
It is white boy.
This
shit,
is
though.
Why,
I mean,
like everyone else makes no. fun of white people. They're like, oh, it's reverse my, racism. It's because you do shit. Shit like
no,
that.
But my buddy that I play sack tap with on a pretty regular basis, EJ, he's black, so you know I sack tap him.
No, no, no.
What kind of black is he? Because this is.
just be honest. There's a little.
I don't know,
bit
Jason.
Of
can you answer?
I shouldn't even have said that. I'm just not nice, like, but we used to sack tap until it got out of hand.
How do you get something like that out of hand?
How do you
first
get
that? Time you put your hand near my nuts is out of hand.
Yeah, exactly. Just even like
no, it's like. It's just like
how does it get out of hand?
Yeah.
Here's how it gets out of hand. When it turns from the back of the hand to a cupping motion.
Oh, exactly. Then it's in your hand.
Yeah, that's when
then
it gets out
of
hand.
So weird.
No, I hit him so hard right before we went on stage though for a show. Oh my god, he got so pissed.
I can't imagine why.
Oh, he got so pissed. He deserved it. It was his turn.
Kareem, any plans for the weekend? I don't know how we got off there.
I don't even know what I had planned for the weekend after that.
Just a little bag tapping. Gonna go
I
down,
think you got
little,
some new plans
maybe,
now.
Maybe some gay chicken and some bag tapping.
Not this weekend.
Live the white experience, Kareem. Come on. Kareem,
you too.
You won't know what it's like until it happens, you know?
And that's the crazy thing is I have lived with white people a lot. And,
well, we are everywhere.
And I have seen all of this shit.
Yeah. And to be honest, most of my black friends would like are in the same category. Like, no, that's fucking wrong. Like,
yeah. But like, I would watch them do the shit and be like, yeah, you better get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, I don't recall doing anything. Like we would do the bag tap in high school. By college, I was like, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, it's you know, it's ridiculous.
Please don't tell me that you're going to justify this by saying it's really fun.
No, I wasn't going
to
say
that. Because that is another,
it's a
that's
throwback
some gay
to the
shit.
Good old days.
It's a throwback to the good old days.
I don't understand why this is, I mean, okay. So is that why straight, like, heterosexual men are scared of, like, gay men is because it just gets too real?
No,
and, like,
I'm not scared.
Not you specifically, but in general, because I know you guys aren't the only ones that, like, run around playing gay chicken and sack tapping.
How would playing gay chicken make me more afraid of gay people?
Because then if you do it with a like a gay man,
I have a gay friend and I'll do the same thing with him.
Okay, well, like I said, not specifically you two because you two are just
heterosexual
weird.
Heterosexual men are afraid of gay men because they know how they are as men, which means they want to fuck everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so they assume that because they want to have sex with everybody, that gay men want to have sex with them. That's the whole
cracking the code.
That's the whole thing.
That is pretty much.
But
it.
I know, like, as a woman, it. Like, I don't want to have sex with like every. Is that like just a guy thing?
It's
like,
a guy.
Guys
that's a guy thing. You gotta have it.
Well,
thing.
Honestly,
notice,
I
didn't say.
I don't even want to have sex with every woman, and I don't want to have sex with any guy. I'm very
okay,
particular.
Sam. We've also questioned your. You're masculinity just, on so
well,
many
I'm,
levels.
I'm not gonna say I'm a question. I just you just might be like Morrissey, you know, just be like you know, kind of like. Asexual almost, you
know? Yeah, I'm borderline asexual, I think. Yeah.
I think you're just more sensitive. I don't think you're borderline more sexual or more sexual. Asexual.
And I really, you know, I just fuck with you just because it's fun.
I know. But you've never titty twisted one of your girlfriends.
Oh, dear God, no. Why the fuck would I do that?
You've never taken a girlfriend's like tampon and slapped
them? Oh, my God. Okay, if I'm reaching for a bitch's tampon, that's another fucking issue.
Wait, you're talking about plucking it out and hitting
it? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's so gross. That's so gross, Jason. No one needed that fucking image. That is so fucking
that's
gross.
If white guys had...
Oh, God.
Had vaginas and they
how the fuck would you have access Why would you have access to a bitch's tampon?
If white guys had vaginas and a tap,
I totally do.
So
that
if they're wearing like a dress, you're like, oh, fair game.
Totally.
Yeah,
look what I found.
They would walk by and throw it at each other.
Yeah.
Or do this right here.
Yeah. Right,
well, honestly, if it happened,
war paint.
Yeah.
Listen. If in this room right now,
war paint.
Jason and I both had vaginas and dresses. I think we both pluck them out and hit Diana with them.
Oh, I would kill you both.
But that's how stupid and ridiculous white guys are. It's like right. It's like, have you ever seen a black man light a firearm, fart on fire? No, because he's not getting. But you would see a white boy do that in a second.
We're not putting anything down
there. I burned my butthole once.
I like to think it's because as white people, we have a sense of whimsy that other people don't.
Sense of whimsy.
That's sure. Because you guys can actually afford to have that sense of whimsy. That makes sense.
That's right.
I'm going to use that, Nate.
Welcome to white privilege.
Thank you.
White privilege. Sense of whimsy.
I'm going to cash in my white privilege.
We have time to light our farts on fire.
That's fucking ridiculous.
There's not a law written against it. Like. We can light our farts on fire.
That's
because
why people aren't crazy. They just have a sense of whimsy that the rest of us don't.
That's right. Yeah, you got a whole new bit. Shit. We just gave you a whole new bit about white boys, sack tapping,
makes the money light on that
farts
one.
On fire.
Oh my god!
I'm taking gay chicken though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm writing something about gay chicken.
I'm taking gay chicken.
That's mine. Gay privilege right there. Anything gay is mine.
This is a long form show here.
Yeah,
we haven't even gotten into the.
That's fine.
It's still the weekends, right? We're still talking about our weekend.
Yeah, well,
what about you, Nate?
Little sidetrack.
Yeah, but it's shit. So.
It's good pod, guys. It's good pod. Hey, guys. Let's do more of some of that talking. That's good pod.
It's a comedy show and we're all laughing, so I'm not stopping you.
I'm traumatized. Y'all fucked up. Talking about throwing tampons in my face. Oh, hell no.
I'm letting you know that that's what a white guy would do to another white guy.
Or,
you know, if somebody got drunk, they would hang one just over their forehead so that when they woke up in the morning, that would be the first thing they hit their face.
Yeah.
See? Yeah, it's really well thought out sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So gross.
Mostly this weekend, Leslie and I will be, to change the subject, we're going to finish our Christmas decorating.
Aww.
The yard is obviously done, as you saw.
It's really nice.
It's mostly her, not me.
Wow.
But we're going to get our tree when she gets back from her business trip. And we'll get that all decorated up and have presents under the tree and all
Aww.
That. So it'll be exciting. Our first Christmas tree.
Aww.
Get a real tree, yeah?
Fresh
Douglas fir, perhaps?
Whatever they got.
You're not going to get one of those Charlie Brown Christmas trees that I've seen everybody getting?
No.
Fucking have them at Nordstrom.
I'd sooner wear Sam's pants.
They sell them at Nordstrom.
No, they have them at Nordstrom. I spent 2 months decorating them.
What?
Charlie Brown Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Like the really sad ones?
The twig with...
Like, yeah, it's kitschy
four
now.
Four pieces of wood.
Yeah. And back in the day, we just called it your poor.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Be poor as fetch now.
Yeah, it's what hipsters do.
Yes.
They spend a lot of money to look poor.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And play gay chicken.
If they
want to
look poor, they should just get the... They should get the LED one that scrolls down and is viral.
Oh,
that's what the poor people have now.
Matter of fact, I went to see Charlie Hunter last week, one of my favorite musicians, and all I saw was flannel and beards. And I was like, God damn it, they done fucked
everywhere.
Fuck this up too.
You know, and I'm tired of them too. I almost can't go to a microbrewery. God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I saw a lot of articles this week, and it made me go, is Fox News having a turn? Because Chris Wallace was interviewing Wayne LaPierre, who is the president of the NRA, and he didn't just sort of let him skate on stuff.
He respects Hunter. Well, I made the same thing during the campaign when he said to people, I will not take away your rifle, shotgun, handgun. They leafleted the country with flyers like this, Obama's not going to take your gun. Obama will protect gun rights, and now he's trying to take away all three. I mean,
he's not taking away shotguns.
Have you looked at the Feinstein bill that he's supporting? That's exactly what it does. I mean, I think what they'll do is they'll turn this universal check on the law abiding into a universal registry of law abiding people. And law-abiding people don't want that. I mean, my God, that's the last thing they want.
They absolutely do not. I mean, forgive me, sir, but you take something that
is here, and you say it's going to go all the way over there. There's no indication. I mean, I can understand you're saying that's the threat, but there's nothing that anyone in the administration has said that indicates they're going to have a universal registry.
And Obamacare wasn't a tax until they needed it to be a tax.
Well, it was the Supreme Court that
said
that.
I mean, I don't think you can trust these. My gosh, Dianne Feinstein said if we could go door to door and pick them all up, I'd do it. Can I talk about what would work for just 1 second?
I want to ask you a couple of questions, and then we'll get to it. Forgive me, sir. I'm going to conduct the interview. No. The murder today, because one of the things that concerns people, it seems every day we talk about a shooting, oftentimes mass shootings,
right?
Day after day after day, and the frustration is you don't think that answering that limiting guns has anything to do with that. I understand there's some things you think do work, and we will talk about that. The murder yesterday of former Navy SEAL Chris Kyle. This was the man who wrote American Sniper. This is the man credited with the largest number of confirmed kills of any American soldier ever. He and another man gunned down at a Texas gun range.
If you want to stop violence in this country, here's what you do, okay? First, if you want to protect our kids, you put armed security in schools. I'm not talking about arming teachers. I'm talking about police officers, and I'm talking about certified professionals.
By the way, this was 2.5 years ago.
I was going to say, he was talking about that American Sniper guy.
2.5 years ago that Fox News was questioning, hey, is this something? Here's something from just last week. Fox News talking about Donald Trump and the Muslims.
Once he wants us to talk about him no matter what he's saying.
Exactly right. So you may view this as unlawful, which it is, right? It's unconstitutional.
It's crazy to even speak of it.
You might consider it fear-mongering. You might consider it racist.
You mean it is those things.
Anti-religious.
It's all of those things.
You might say, why wasn't he criticized for mocking this disabled reporter, fibbing about the Arabs on 9/11, you know, cheering the buildings coming down?
Fibbing? He lied about it.
Fibbing!
Your coverage about CNN's coverage about everybody coming out against Donald Trump now and condemning him. And they're all the establishment. And what has he been doing? He's been running an anti-establishment campaign in an environment where there's a lot of concern about what's going on with terrorism. And among Republicans, there is a feeling about Muslims that's not supportive. There are polls that show us a lot of Republicans, particularly evangelical ones, feel that Islam should not be legal in the United States. A lot more feel that they're not really sure, you know, how they feel about
it. A lot
and
more
he's tapping
need to be
into
led
that.
By somebody, not to be dragged down the wormhole by some carnival huckster. Somebody needs to come up and remind them what this nation is and what we're about and how we dream and the way we were founded and what our Constitution is. He's not representing any of that. He's representing the worst, darkest part of all that is America.
So you and I and a lot of Americans and all of the Congress people.
So that's what's going on. You don't hear a lot. There's a lot of nonsense going on at Fox News, but there's also the occasional moment of like, oh, it's like a conscience pokes through, like when the Grinch's heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Nice Christmas tie-in.
Well, there you go.
You know, I mean, like it's just one of those things. Like there's so many articles that are written. And they talk about the development of the Constitution and how they used Islam, they used the Muslim religion to talk about the freedom of religion and argue how it needed to be freedom of religion. Like, and they used it like that was one of the it's upsetting when anybody would ever say something like that. And even the Speaker of the House, right? He came out and said, I don't usually come out and talk about this presidential race, but pretty much said that Donald Trump was an asshat, because it's...
Well, and here's the thing, though. Donald Trump's supporters tend to not trust politicians at all. So all these politicians come out and say Donald Trump is a racist, Donald Trump is fear-mongering, and of course, all of Trump's supporters are like, well, that's what you'd expect them to say.
Yeah.
They're politicians. My guy's not a politician. And by the way, our country was founded on the religious freedom to celebrate whichever form of Christianity you wanted.
Exactly.
If you look at it, well, that's what they're saying. That's really what they're saying, is that the religious freedom is really just whatever sort of Christianity you wanted to have. You could be even more devout. You could be a little less devout.
They need to go back and read some of the articles and some of the conversations that were had when they were developing the Constitution.
People are stupid.
It's like there's history. It's well, some like there's a lot of dishonesty in history, but when it comes to some, when it comes to that, there was.
Tell me, Andrew, how many slaves do you own? That was a lot of the conversation.
Yeah. Oh, I own 20. How about you?
Oh, I've got 35, 20 alone in my house. 10 in the backyard and 5 for just the horses. That was really the conversation going on.
Oh, man.
The founding
Thanks,
fathers.
Nate.
Hey.
He didn't.
I just dropped a truth bomb on you. They own slaves. Sorry. I didn't sell them to them. I'm just telling you it happened.
Ben Franklin.
I'm just disappointed I didn't get to partake in your fun little
Ben was too busy fucking the old slaves.
Ben Franklin was a whoremonger.
He was.
Man, he was a gentleman.
He was a whoremonger.
Yeah, a whoremonger. You just like the ladies.
Why are you like Ben Franklin's number one fan?
Because Ben Franklin was probably like he was an honest, true. Like he said that slavery was wrong. That all men should be free. So I mean, like.
Okay, so what's your take on Abraham Lincoln?
Ben was the original 50 Shades of Grey guy.
Yeah. Seriously though. Yeah, he was getting it. That's for sure.
I caught part of 50 Shades. I got part of 50 Shades of Grey on cable.
No, I'm
How
sorry.
How bad was it?
I've seen worse movies. It was just kind of, it was kind of boring.
The
kind of
fuck
slow.
Was yeah. that? Like
the Showgirls. It was like the Showgirls thing.
I don't know.
I thought you were having a seizure.
You know what, guys?
I thought you were choking over there for a second. Do I have to do the Heimlich?
The universal symbol of choking.
Hate you guys.
Then he just hit his
what
head
did
on.
I do.
He just hit his head on something.
We have to
there.
Put some of that foam padding on that.
All right, so let's get out of politics. Let's get back to football.
Oh shit!
No more war on
football
Christmas.
Football is very political.
No
these
more
days.
War on Christmas. Okay, move over. there's the new movie coming out called Concussion. It's the Will Smith movie about Dr. Bennett Omalu. And there was an op-ed in the New York Times entitled "Don't Let Kids Play Football." In the piece, there are references to the discovery of CTE and the risks of repetitive blows to the head, especially for little kids. Concussions has been a major topic for a few years now, and at least one former player and current prominent member of the media has seen enough. ESPN college football analyst Danny Cannell took to Twitter and tweeted, "The war on football is real. Not sure source, but concussion alarmists are loving it. Liberal media loves it. Doesn't matter. It's real." And then, "If you have any doubt whatsoever that football isn't under attack, just check my timeline. It's worse than I thought." So he tweeted some nonsense and people attacked him for it. Also on Cannell's timeline are tons of interactions and debates with people like Doug Gottlieb. Said, "I have no problem with football players standing up for their sport, but when you use charged language like war on football to try to invoke left-wing media conspiracies, you're going to lose people. The concussion crisis in football is not a creation of MSNBC. It's a quest to make football safer for future generations. Being a football fan and trying to protect the brains of players don't have to be mutually exclusive."
I can't wait to hear what he responded with.
There was a lot of stuff. I actually tweeted something to him. I did not hear anything back. So,
what a dick! What a horrible Twitterer!
he did not tweet me back. Well, and I was nice. I wasn't a dick about it. Let's see. Let's see if I can find it because it shouldn't be too far out. Let's see. Oh, I said, "Oh my, at Danny Cannell, are you okay? Seriously?" And then I linked to that article. I was showing concern. Maybe he took one too many blows to the head. Who knows?
He didn't play long enough. He didn't play enough to take too many blows to the head.
Yeah, it's really something. Also, speaking of guns, since we mentioned guns earlier, my dad, who I spent the week with, watches mostly nothing but the Encore Westerns channel. And,
oh, yeah.
And here's what I know about the Old West. Everybody had a gun. So when someone strolled in and started shooting, everybody shot back. there were a lot of dead people, is what I'm saying. You don't really want everybody, when you really look at it, do you really want everybody shooting back and dying awkwardly?
No.
Like standing up straight and holding their stomach and doing a quarter turn and falling? Do you really want that?
Falling off of the ledge outside their hotel saloon.
That's right.
Into some hay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I believe one person in one of the shows was shot because they cheated at cards, which I don't believe is a capital offense.
It's not.
Well, apparently it was when everybody has a gun.
Gosh darn it.
Mm. Speaking of the Old West, The Hateful Eight is coming out soon.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know. Please.
The Hateful Eight is Quentin Tarantino's next flick.
His eighth film.
And so Jimmy Kimmel assisted in a little bit of viral marketing for the film. He had all the stars on at certain points. This is Channing Tatum says, eight hateful things to a kitten.
The Hateful Eight. Channing could not be here in person tonight, but he wanted to be part of the show. All right, relax. But anyway, we came up with a weird idea that I won't say it needs no introduction. All I will say is that it wouldn't make any more sense if it had one.
You're such a piece of
And it's literally an adorable kitten just sitting there.
Dude, you eat out your own every single day. All day long. Hey, kitten. You smell like garbage and fish, bro. I'm gonna do an impression of you. Okay? This is exactly you. You know what sucks about you? You don't have thumbs, dude. That sucks for you. I got thumbs. They're right where my middle fingers are. Look, dude. You in a box. You're a pussy. You know what, dude? I've looked and where is your You have huge, fluffy balls, but no Where the is your
And the bit ends where they throw a stuffed kitten in his face. So that's Channing Tatum saying eight hateful things. Also,
oh, that's so awesome.
Also involved in the Hateful Eight marketing with Jimmy Kimmel, Samuel L. Jackson.
Some interesting merchandise for this movie. All you hear about is the Star Wars toys, but this might be the biggest holiday seller of them all. This is the Hateful Eight Ball. It's like the Magic 8 Ball, oh, yes. But with a Quentin Tarantino-style spin. Well, watch. I'll ask it. Will Guillermo and I be friends forever?
For sure. You best believe that
Will I ever win the lottery?
Bitch, what? I don't waste my time with dumbass questions.
I'm sorry. I have one more, though. Will Donald Trump be our next president?
Oh. If that mother becomes president, I move my black ass to South Africa.
So that's the Hateful Eight Ball with Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, man.
That needs to be a real thing.
And if you are in Sacramento, you should get your tickets as soon as you can because it is coming to the Tower in 70mm. And like they got the
what?
Yeah, which is like that's like the touring road show. So the Weinstein sent out the right lens for their camera there, and it's gonna be on 70mm. So
when is it?
Oh my God, the Weinstein sent it out.
Yeah, when is it gonna be?
Christmas,
Christmas, bitch.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, Santa Claus is a Weinstein. It's really what we're saying. So get ready for that.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, the Fox News host, Jason.
Oh, no. Don't do this to me, man. I'm going to lose. I would like to say they're cool because it would be nice to say they're cool, but they're tools, and they will always be fools that are tools.
Kareem.
Everybody not named Shepard Smith is a tool.
Diana?
I'm going to go majority tool.
Sam?
I'm going to say that these incidences were very cool. That they were shutting up some hardcore rhetoric without any bullshit. They didn't hold back.
Yeah. It was literally a no-spin zone.
Yeah.
So in this instance only, cool.
Damn it, I lost!
You were on the majority, though.
Up next in Cooler Tool, Danny Cannell. Danny Cannell and his war on football. Kareem.
Danny Cannell is a tool, period. Even without the war on football, he's just a tool.
Diana?
I'm just going to go with tool. He sounds like a tool.
Sam?
I'm going to go with tool on this. I'm looking forward to the movie. I think it looks good.
Concussion? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason.
I said this tool needs to go to school.
Boom.
Oh. Yeah.
Danny, so it always helps when you rhyme.
Yeah.
Danny Cannell can fuck right off.
Yeah. He can fuck right off.
I extended a hand of friendship on Twitter, and he ignored it.
Yeah, just asked if you was okay.
Yeah. Seriously. You okay?
You okay, dude?
And finally in Cooler Tool, Jimmy Kimmel. Diana Hong.
Cool. I'll go with cool.
Sammy?
I've always enjoyed him. Always enjoyed him.
Kareem?
I like Jimmy. He's good.
Jason?
You better believe cool.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel is the coolest late night host.
Actually, at this point, he is.
Yeah. I believe that he is. So that's Cooler Tool. Yes, Jason?
I say, because he's kind of just like a late night host, like the way they used to be, right? He's like doesn't have any yet. I don't know. Any like, I'm gonna be the guy.
Yeah, it's not a bunch of bullshit going on. It's just a good show. So that's a Cooler Tool. Hey, you know what would be cool if you did your holiday shopping on Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Wait, what was that?
Amazon through that Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Especially since Christmas is right around the corner.
Christmas, Hanukkah, Christmas. Maybe you have a New Year's resolution for yourself, and you need stuff to help you on that way.
Like that new juicer, perhaps magic bullet.
Maybe a magic bullet, maybe a juicer, maybe a jump rope. You can get it all at Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab.
Sam's talking about a different magic bullet.
The fuck are you? 9,000.
That one's over my head.
It's the Fukuyu 9000?
You know one of Fukuyu?
The Fukuyu 9000. You need to look that shit up for real.
How do you spell Fukuyu?
If you don't want to Fukuyu, why would you think somebody else would want to Fukuyu?
Oh my god.
Maybe some marital aids for the newlywed or the veteran married person. You can get those on Amazon too.
Exactly.
So they're all there and they're all waiting for you. And remember, when you click the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com, it doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. So thank you again in advance for all of your support.
Thank you so much.
We do appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
And thank you guys for making me laugh so hard.
My cheeks are a little sore.
After last week, I kind of needed it. So thank you.
Yeah.
Glad we could be there. This is interesting. This is the first time we've had all five of us in one room at the same time.
Yeah.
I was curious first if we'd have the space for it.
It's kind of nice.
We do.
It's cozy.
Snuggly.
It is cozy. We had to do some reconfiguring. I got the new microphone, so I passed my mic off to Jason.
Oh.
Yeah. It looks so good.
Yeah.
Moved everything around. And I passed my effects mic stand off to Jason as well, so.
Ooh, that thing's chrome, baby.
Yeah. yummy.
That wasn't an effect. That was just you, right?
Oh, yeah, that was all me.
I'm so, like, I don't know what I'm feeling right now.
We can talk about it.
Feed me.
Feed me, Seymour.
There's no Santa Claus. That's not a thing.
You're fucked up. I bet if I said I was molested on Christmas Eve, you guys wouldn't be giving me this shit.
I would be crying right now.
I'd be holding you in my arms.
I'm Santa. I see everything. I was watching and laughing in the corner.
That's some Krampus
shit.
You
are sick, dog. Stop hurting four-year-old Diana's heart.
You know, it's really a good thing Santa's not a thing, because it would be creepy if he were watching. You know, you being molested.
Is this episode going to come with a trigger warning? Because
trigger.
You know, I feel like some people are going to be offended. Yeah,
We have a warning at the beginning of every show. It's this one.
But it was specifically a trigger warning.
The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
There was a warning.
But it wasn't a trigger warning. I'm just saying that's what the fucking millennials are saying now, and it's really upsetting.
Trigger.
Yeah, it makes a trigger. When I hear trigger warning, I want to shoot a millennial.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I just read an article.
It's a trigger.
Okay, I saw the title
Here's
of an article.
For you.
And it was talking about how people are saying, like, someone wrote into a class saying that they needed to have a trigger warning for a Greek mythology class.
Mm. The only thing that Greek mythology triggered in me was boredom.
Okay, Greek mythology is fucking amazing.
Yeah, thank you, Jason and the Argonauts, motherfuckers.
What up, Jason? Yeah.
What up? I got a golden fleece. It's at my house in the closet.
It's not the only thing that's in the closet.
All right. Uh-oh. Does Xena Warrior Princess count? I mean,
I don't believe
she hung out with Hercules.
I don't believe that's Greek mythology, but okay.
I mean... She fell in love with Ares, the god of war, and swam through the pits of Hades to save her friend.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, good.
That's what happened there. I don't know. Oh, a trigger warning? You mean? Oh, there we go.
Oh, warning. There's a trigger.
Hey, here's a trigger warning for you.
I'm about to shoot you in the ass.
That's actually a few seconds late for a trigger warning. That was...
Yeah,
it's
right.
True. It is. Sorry about that. All right. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. Slut gets a douche fired. Well, a man got fired for calling a woman a slut. Now, this would be unremarkable in almost all circumstances, except this comment occurred on a Facebook from the man's personal account. This is from Mashable. An Australian feminist writer, Clementine Ford, who bears the brunt of vitriol on social media, was called a slut by Michael Nolan on Facebook. Now, the original comment was posted by Nolan on November 25th in response to a post where Ford called out another man for making degrading comments. Ford was discussing the frequent abuse that women face from men and why this should stop. This was the post that Mr. Nolan decided to leave his awful remark on. Now, Nolan's employer, the hotel chain Meriton Apartments, was listed on his Facebook profile. So, Ford decided to point out to their then-employee behavior. She wrote, "I wonder if the folks at Meriton Apartments are aware that a man listing himself as a supervisor for their business likes to leave comments on women's Facebook pages calling them sluts. I wonder if they're also aware that he's a racist."
Oh, shit.
Damn.
He's also a bigot and every other dirty word you can come up with.
Mm-hmm, and his balls smell. Yeah. After being alerted, Meriton issued a statement. "The Meriton Group have now investigated the matter regarding the complaint about Michael Nolan using inappropriate language on Facebook. Meriton Group does not condone this type of behavior. Michael Nolan was removed from the Meriton site on Saturday, November 28th, pending an investigation. As of 2:30 p.m. today, November 30th, he no longer works for the Meriton Group." Now, many people have seen this as a woman overreacting to a man saying mean words on the internet. But the perspective carves out large aspects of the situation, presenting a false narrative, a narrative that allows people to, especially men, because we're bastards, to get away with harmful behavior under the guise of unrelated but important-sounding concepts like freedom. Here are the facts. Now, she had no power to fire the man, yet she's receiving angry, vile messages written as though she was the main person in power responsible for Nolan's firing. She was not. Clearly, that's his employer, who could have very well ignored Ford and kept the man on the payroll. Of course, Ford deals with daily overreactive men, as she is a woman voicing her opinion on gender issues with a Twitter account. If you don't like someone who says that, why are you even following them?
Because
but
you have nothing
on Facebook, right?
Well, but
and
Twitter,
she's on Twitter. Yeah,
they're interlinked now, so, without a doubt.
Yeah,
so,
you can do that. So it's I don't get it. I really don't,
because people are so fucking hate their own lives so much, and there's nothing going on in their own lives,
right,
that they have to go out there and they have to spit their vitriol to anybody else there is to make themselves and their little dicks feel better. I mean, like, that's what it comes down to, them and their white little dicks, because it's all white men generally.
It's not true, but no, that, there is a lot of this.
There's plenty of Hispanic guys who say hateful things online.
I'm saying it's mostly white men.
Go to the comment, dude. Go to the comment section of any website. I challenge you. And by the way, Facebook is
And actually, Nate's right.
Yeah. Because you get to see the pictures now. There's black, white, Hispanic, Asian,
just
men.
Okay,
Asians.
No, if you don't count Filipinos. They're not. Oh, no. That's not. We're not
that's
taking
a racist
that.
Thing.
Filipinos are Blasians.
They're Pacific Islanders.
Yeah, they're Pacific Islanders. They're Blasians. They're like the black people of Asia. We're not.
Right. Uh huh. And people from Haiti aren't black.
They're if they have their own bubble on the SAT or any like census. Or anything with the standardized thing, like it says Pacific Islander. They're not Asian.
That's I'm not from the Caucasian region of the Caucasian plateau. You know?
I'm not. But no,
the original Filipinos were actually dark skinned.
I was gonna say I had a dear Filipino friend growing up who was black. She was black. She was as black as can be.
Yeah, they're dark.
She didn't look Asian at all.
And then they crossbreeded with the Spaniards.
What does this have to do with anything?
Yeah,
now I'm curious.
I don't know how.
No,
he
now
said
I'm curious.
Asian, and I'm like, no.
But what we were talking about, what he said about Mexicans being,
yeah, and then he was like, all the colors and like all the races, and like Asian. I'm like, my people don't have time for that shit. We're too busy building stuff.
Well, he's
right.
And factories, we do that.
I guess it's just men are hateful altogether.
Hold on, this is my one question on this though.
Yeah.
If you're filling out one of those things and you're a Filipino person who is black, do you fill out black or Pacific Islander?
I don't believe the option of black is there. It's usually African American.
I think you can fill out both if you're mixed.
Well, how come there's a white but not a black? Because
it actually says Caucasian, it's a lie that white people were sold decided to believe.
So the whole thing's bullshit.
So here's the real question. What do we think about her going to his employer and going, hey, your employee said mean, nasty things. Oh, and he's a racist.
I think she has every right to do that, but I also think it's being a little whiny bitch. I mean, it's her job to stir the pot and, you know, okay.
Here's the thing, man. People need to be fucking, like, you are living in an age where if you say shit, you need to be fucking held accountable, especially on fucking Facebook and Twitter. I don't give a fuck. Like, if you're going to say something that's hateful and wrong and it is morally obtuse, like,
I bet I could find stuff on your Facebook that could get you fired.
There's quite a chance that you could, but at the same time,
everyone in this room has spouted a lot of stuff.
But at the same time, you might be able to get me fired. Mm-hmm. I have not said anything. Man,
but he's not going onto your page.
Yeah, I'm not,
and
I'm
talking
not going,
shit to
and
you.
I'm not calling anybody. I've not ever gone onto somebody's page and called them a slut or said a racist thing to somebody. I usually try to fight knowledge with. I mean, fight stuff with knowledge and like what truth is. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to worry about it. I'm not a fucking bigot. I'm not. If somebody was a bigot on my
page,
but
if you call someone a bigot, they can turn around and play the same game, right? They come around and say, "You just called me a mean thing."
That's
not fair. I'm going to go contact your employer and point out that you smoke marijuana.
I mean, I get
my whole problem is when this is being acceptable to just be like, I can get you fired even though.
But this guy was.
Then don't go onto the person's page and call someone a slut.
Right. And I'm not talking about that. The thing shifted.
How about this? How about you don't put where you fucking work on Facebook?
Exactly.
That's the other option.
And that should have been the first option. Like, it's if someone's a supervisor at like a rental place for apartments,
especially if you're in any high up position,
you should be called out.
I first of all, I don't link my work with my Facebook profile,
right?
Me either,
and also you're also supposed, like, if you're in any type of management position at any company, you usually have
you
to watch
represent
something.
That company.
Well, yeah. And you get told something that's called model professional behavior, and you have to model professional behavior at all times, mm-hmm. around any place, and if you don't, that can be terms for termination. Like you can be terminated, and you are in an at-will employment state in the state of California, which means your employer can decide to fire you for any reason they want.
Yeah.
Any reason. So give them a fucking reason. Yeah. Right. Give them a reason. Because they'll, you know what? They will fucking fire you.
Absolutely.
if they think it's going to hurt their bottom line.
Right.
And this was in Australia. So
yeah, it was in Australia. It's not even in America. No. But it was just something I found interesting because I knew there... It's one of those things that at first blush, I'm like, that's really fucking harsh. But on the other hand... What's he doing?
Yeah, he's being an ass.
What's he doing?
He's being a fucking idiot.
Yeah. And did his employer overreact? Yeah, maybe, but they're in the hospitality industry. Yeah.
They kind of, that's their job.
Yeah. Right. So you can't have somebody who's, here's the thing you have to remember before you make a comment on social media. Mm-hmm. What's your end game?
Yeah.
What is the thing that you're going to accomplish with this comment? And I do that all the time. I'll write something out, and before I hit enter, I'll be like,
think this through. Yeah.
What's the point? Right, I'm not even going to. I went to Snarky when I was in Vermont. I decided that everyone should carry a gun with high capacity magazines and be armed at all times, like in the Old West. That's what I put on Facebook. Let's go ahead and do it. But seriously, if you want to read some of the most vile things from every color of the rainbow, go to the comment section on literally any news story on any TV station's website.
Yeah.
And they link them to Facebook. They thought like 5 years ago, well, if let's do away with anonymous commenters, because if people have to be linked to it with their Facebook or whatever, they won't say all of these vile things. Bullshit. 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 Yeah. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. The one good rule of advice is never read the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And part number two, Facebook is nothing but comments.
Yeah.
I know.
Nothing but comments. It's just a giant comment section. Yeah. So run away from it.
Yeah.
But again, if you're that angry with what somebody is doing, unfollow them.
Right.
I've had that happen. I was just like so incensed by something somebody put on social media. I'm like, I'm fucking hiding them. I'm not even going to deal with it. It's totally not even worth it, because what are you going to accomplish?
Yeah, I hit somebody that was a friend of mine. I don't want to even see anything you have to say anymore. Like, or I unfriended. I know it's this chick. I unfriended her because she said something that was fucking. Oh my god, people are so fucked. Are like, when you start seeing it, like who people really are on their Facebook pages, like I can't even fucking believe that I thought that we were friends. Like, I have somebody that I like went through my recovery with and stuff like that somewhat, and became when I stopped drinking and shit like that. And this is, we had the same sober day, and that fucking, like, she, like, I had to tell her. I said, like, I feel really sorry for you. I'm so sad for you, and like the fact that you think all these atrocities are happening to you, and you know, you're a white middle-aged woman. You know, I'm so, like, you have no oh my gosh, like, yeah. Saying shit about our president, saying shit. I mean, like, these people get fucking fed in. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm so upset.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
That's what he said. I'm unfriending you.
Sometimes I like
go back to Whore Island.
Do it for like the entertainment. Just to see how people react. Mm. Like, this one lady made a comment. She was like, remember, God created marriage, man made money. And I was like, oh my god, yes. Like, I was so excited. I'm like, you do realize, like, that's not accurate at all. And, like, I just wanted to see what. And sometimes, like, you get Facebook comments, and then it's fun, and then you realize, I'm seriously just talking to a wall right now. Like, this is, right, like, yeah. She didn't get it, but sometimes it can be fun. But as long as you don't say anything like, hey, I didn't say like, oh, you dumb bitch. I was just like, well, the facts are. And then she was like, well, God created everything. So yeah, God created money. I'm like, but you just, you know what? I'm done. Like, I can't,
yeah, it's
can't
best,
win
best
this one.
It.
But it was good to learn. It's a learning experience.
I can't wait until the future where, like, the last three comments you made on Facebook are, like, imprinted on your forehead when you're right. walking around. So you can be like, oh, that guy's a fucking douchebag.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Hey, that's a good idea.
I wonder if that's Google glasses that they do that.
Yeah, that fucking person's.
Is he a douchebag or a comedian?
Yeah.
Because without context, really hard to tell.
Yeah, really hard to tell.
Because I will make snarky comments to my friends about stuff, but out of context, they would sound horrible.
Yeah.
Right. I don't say nothing on Facebook that I wouldn't say to your face.
Well, exactly.
True that.
Yeah.
But
if stay away from name calling.
But again, if it's out of context, it seems weird.
Well, it's like sarcasm.
I'm a Bernie Sanders, you know, like supporter and shit like that. But I also know that if my boss ever found that out, like he might want to fire me because I'm a supervisor manager position, mm-hmm. But it's against the law. But you know, it's what you type of, you know, it's people gonna do whatever they want to do. You know?
I always tell them I was looking for a job when I found this one. Fuck it.
Hey, Sarah Palin took a break from her never-ending political firestorm that surrounds her. Oh, hold on, this is an old story. Never mind. God damn it. It's an old story. I apologize. It's fuck.
Yay!
It was an old story?
Yeah, it was old.
Oh.
My bad. I should have looked at
that story.
I moved on quickly.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
This is not an old story. A naked man accused of driving 110 miles an hour across Alligator Alley with not one, not two, but three female passengers was arrested Sunday afternoon on a DUI charge. Around 3 p.m., authorities began receiving calls of a Cadillac driving recklessly on and off the road near the middle of Alligator Alley. Now, according to the arrest report, and about 10 minutes later, a trooper spotted the car as it traveled west toward Naples. The trooper estimated the vehicle's speed at 110. His radar said the Cadillac was driving 109. So he stopped the car. Noticed the driver had no shirt and an open 12-pack of Corona beer between the driver's seat and the front passenger's seat. So he asked the driver, no De Jesus, to step out of the car. And when De Jesus opened the door, the trooper saw he was naked. He smelled of alcohol, slurred his speech, and had bloodshot eyes. When he stepped out of the vehicle to put his pants on, he stumbled and nearly fell. Inside the car, the trooper found several empty or near-empty beer bottles and a nearby bottle of Crown Royal whiskey.
Where were the naked ladies?
I was going to say, were any of those females naked? There were three females in the car?
They were in the car. It does not say. Mm. He declined to perform the field sobriety test and was arrested. In addition to DUIs, facing criminal misdemeanor charge of driving without a license.
Having a good time fucking living that La Vida Loca, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah.
You know who else was...
He watched too many Ricky Martin music videos.
Mm-hmm. Also in Florida, police are trying to identify a man who crawled under a bathroom stall at a Cracker Barrel.
That's dirty, bro. That's gross.
That's some white boy shit.
To tell a 79-year-old woman that he wanted to have sex with her.
Definitely some white boy shit.
Crack the barrel.
That's some white boy shit.
Bathroom stall.
The woman told police she was using the bathroom on a Tuesday afternoon when the man crawled under the stall and told her he wanted to have sex with her. She said he cursed at her, so she screamed for help, and the man walked out of the bathroom. The man was being described as scruffy-looking, wearing a white T-shirt, shorts, and a hat. There is a photo. It is a white guy.
How old is he, though, trying to get up on the 79-year-old?
I'm guessing he looks to be about 40.
Wow. Oh, shit. Must have been on some of that fucking...
Age ain't nothing but a number. Nope, not the
not
same
some
thing.
Of that spice, fool.
He likes his prune juice, bro.
That old spice.
He's on some of that spice.
He was on something.
Give me some of them Raisinets.
That's gross.
Let me get... I know you're taking a piss right now, but I've said something.
Your poo smells so good.
This is so
I want to put my mouth on your anus.
Oh, my God. This is so gross.
Like, I don't know. What's the guy saying? What did he come under there and say? Like, your scent is quite divine.
I love raisins and other wrinkly things. I want to have sex with you.
Will you put this lotion on?
put on a lotion.
By the way, isn't that sort of a compliment at your most unattractive? Someone still wants to have sex with you.
No, that's right. Just a man. Right? Did we establish that earlier? Like, men just want to have sex with anything.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
How cold was it? It was so cold our words froze in midair and we had to go inside and thaw them in a frying pan.
This has to be our homie. Is this our homes?
You've heard that one, right? How many more cold jokes do you know? Yeah, it is. It's Cordy Little.
Yay!
I spent much of my childhood in the tiny northern New York community of Messina Center.
Oh, Messina Center.
Old folks like me remember some frigid winters in the mid to late 40s. Day after day of minus 30 degrees were not uncommon, and jokes about it were spawned. I've heard many since then. They resurfaced last Monday morning, November 30th, as we were greeted with temperatures in the lower teens. Not zero yet, but we knew it would be coming. Amazing, because we had just enjoyed 64 degrees right after Thanksgiving and had no appreciable snow on our Morrisonville lawn. The jokes that came to mind are mostly mindless, but so am I. I asked Kay for input as she washed my underwear.
That's for getting intimate, Gordy.
Yeah, hey, Kay, thanks for washing his under.
I know you wash underwear. I know you wash him underwear, but you got any cold jokes? The topic wasn't necessarily titillating for her, but she responded, "We didn't pay much attention to the cold as kids in Saranac Lake. We just bundled up and went outside to play." She added, "Get away from me, old fucker." She also recalled that kids here in Morrisonville would go sliding and skating in the frigid weather and never seemed to mind the cold. Their noses would run and freeze to their cheeks, and it didn't matter. We were a hardier bunch back then. Well, we like to think we were. Outdoor play in the winter is mostly given way to games on little screens, and that makes me sad and a bit nostalgic.
Hey, can I just tell this guy, thanks for leaving us with global climate change, asshole. Because you didn't change. I have to be inside and there's no snow in November, all right? In December.
Sorry. Finally, yeah. Gordy Little, turn it up a notch. This is my favorite part of the show.
I remember a few of the old cold jokes. It was so cold, hitchhikers held up pictures of their thumbs. Pickpockets put their hands in other pockets just to keep warm. Shops are selling coffee on a stick. We chopped the piano up for firewood, but only got two chords. We couldn't drive our snowmobiles straight because they kept turning south. Ambulance people were getting emergency calls for people trapped under too many quilts.
Oh, Gordy.
Politicians actually stopped blowing hot air and put their hands in their own pockets. When we frowned, our faces froze that way. I guess our mothers were right after all. If you kiss somebody with braces, you might need an operation.
Whoa! Bam!
The local weatherman threatened to keep it cold until he got a raise in pay. Our dogs stuck to fire hydrants.
Because his little wiener was on the hood.
We caught mice playing hockey in our toilet bowl.
Man, that's some issues there.
I love how much Nate enjoyed that one.
If you played outside in the cold and peed your pants, you were stuck that way till the spring thaw. Was that really an issue?
Yeah.
A lot of piss in your pants in the cold?
Piss in your pants is the coolest.
Yeah.
And my favorite, I got sick and my mother served me a block of chicken soup. Or, I know the difference between an iceberg and a clothes brush. One can crush a boat and the other can brush a coat.
Stop, Gordy. You lost me there.
Final line, Sam. Hey, every column can't be a gem.
See, he knows it. God bless you, Gordy.
He is self-aware.
Oh, man. He's a poet.
Yeah, it's true.
And he knows it.
He totes knows.
So that's small town news. Little bits for you. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Hey, remember, if you have a song you would like to hear on the Nate Darling Show Christmas Music Spectacular, You can email it to us. It's natedarlingshow@gmail.com. That show is going to drop noon Pacific time on Christmas Eve, featuring our favorite music and Jason and I doing a little DJing.
Going back to the old school, getting that stacks of wax.
Yeah, stacks
just
of
like
wax.
They used to do it. No, today.
We're going to do some stacks of wax, and we're going to play all of the hits all of the time.
Top of the hour, 10 minutes to 8 o'clock.
We can do fake time checks because it's a podcast.
Do it, yeah.
Hey, everybody, it's 8:23.
Temperature's a cool 62 outside. Might want to put some long sleeves on. It's going to get windy.
You know, if you're a little too cold, you can fart and warm up your own airspace.
Such a fucking boy thing to say.
Listen, I am a DJ, and I say immature things. And people laugh at my fart jokes.
I put a wetsuit on just so I could pee in my pants. You better listen to it. You better listen to it.
I'm going
to
put Diane in the wetsuit so I can pee on her pants.
The fuck?
Man. Dude, come on, dude.
First the fucking gay chicken.
Yeah, first like gay chicken, then you talk about her like getting molested on Christmas.
Yeah, and Eve, then you want to pee on
me. And now you
want
to pee on
bro.
Her. Bro.
I try to find the line, and then dance all over it.
Yeah,
you think you are Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, man. S. Kelly is what
S.
he
Kelly,
is.
Dude. S. Kelly.
Actually, P. Kelly, but either way.
Right.
Whatever you got
to
do.
Tie that to the P joke.
So, everybody, have a great weekend. We'll be back with new shows next week.
Boom.
I believe with all five of us again, so it'll be
woo-woo.
A little out of control. I kind of like the vibe.
Yeah.
Less planning because we just went off in all sorts of fucking directions. So,
Which way did they go?
Hey,
which way did they go?
It's therapy for us, and it's fun for you. So it's what we do.
And don't forget to click through the NateDarlingShow.com.
Yeah, everybody go ahead and do that for your Amazon shopping. Cage the Elephant, new album dropping on the 18th. Or is that today? Is that today?
The 18th.
Friday the 18th?
It's also the day of Star Wars, and if you watch it, don't tell anyone what happens, or you'll
get
smacked by somebody.
It's true. So today, Cage the Elephant's new album, Mess Around, is dropping. This is on it.
Dig it.
By the way, I pre-ordered it on Amazon, so already in my hot little hands on the 18th. Mm. You pre-order, you get your album on the release date.
What?
That's what's up. Don't even have to leave your house.
Amazon Prime now, bitch.
Mm.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week with more new shows and more fun and thrills on The Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye, everybody. Let it flow. She'll show you what she's made of. Yeah, she's coming for you. She's gonna try to break you. Yeah, she's coming for you. No, she don't mess around. No, she don't mess around.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.